bunch of different stat leaders and player props for these first round NBA series that we want to take a look at in just a couple of minutes here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Chris Mack alongside Aaron Hawksworth and Joe Ostrowski. 2 minute drill in a couple of minutes. Maybe some of it reflects stuff we're getting from our friend Scott Smith's latest mock draft that was just released. He'll join us on Monday as we really begin to build up, or not begin to build up, take that final ramp up towards the first round of the NFL draft 6 days from now. Some early looks at the MLB weekend in the 2 minute drill as well. Before we get you to lightning bets, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at BetQL Daily. Today's poll is up. Are you going to spend your Friday night watching the Bulls and Heat and the Kings and the Pelicans? Aaron will, Joe will not. I might keep an eye on things, but you can vote right now at BetQL Daily on X. Also get the best clips from every day's show there. And download us as a podcast inside your Odyssey app. Anything you may have missed, including Michael Leboff's looks at the Stanley Cup playoffs and Harrison Sanford on the NBA playoffs earlier, you know you could take us with you live inside your Odyssey app as well. We didn't get to talk the one series that is not set yet in the Western Conference, guys, and that's OKC, the one seed, against the winner of tonight's Kings-Pelicans game. Game one of that series will be on Sunday. I imagine it will probably be, I don't know if it'll be an earlier game or a Sunday night game. We'll see how things shake out and how the networks want to assign those games. Who wants the Celtics game and who wants the Thunder game for Sunday? But here nor there, I think the Kings give the Thunder a decent bit of a push, maybe a six-game series. I don't think the Thunder really start to run into trouble until they get to the second round, regardless of who they face. I do think the Kings could be a little bit more trouble for them, Aaron. We talked about what could happen tonight if Keegan Murray goes off again, for example. There's always the Sabonis angle, of course. I think they handle the Pelicans, and if we're talking Kings-Thunder first-round series, I feel good about that not going seven and the Thunder taking care of business.
Yeah, and they seem pretty healthy too, the Thunder do. I probably won't be betting this series, you know, from a series prices standpoint. I love the Kings. They have a special place in my heart, but I would just do this one game to game. I'm not really interested in any series bets for this one.
Yeah, I'm sure the TV networks, whoever gets first pick or however they do that, us Boston. Give us Boston and Chicago or Boston and Miami instead of OKC and New Orleans or OKC and Sacramento. Yeah, I think that'll be the play. I'm not 100% sure that Sacramento wins tonight, even with the Zion injury. New Orleans at home getting a point and a half. Everybody comes together. They could step up. Could Ingram be more what he was in the regular season, depending on his health? Like, for one night in the one-off, this is why you try to avoid this situation, Golden State Warriors. It wouldn't shock me if the Pelicans were victorious tonight, guys.
Yeah, if Ingram and McCollum are both on, I think that's a distinct possibility. You know, if they run the game, especially from the perimeter, occasionally slashing to the lane, I think that's that is a good possibility. And I think that's an interesting formula. If they do win and head to Oklahoma City, can they test the Thunder on the perimeter? We know what the Thunder can do inside, especially Chet, SGA. SGA can move, obviously, but I think I'm doubling back on myself now, and that may be the more interesting matchup between Sacramento, New Orleans against OKC, although Sabonis against OKC's young big men inside would be something to watch.
If New Orleans advances, are we sure Zion's out for the long term? Like, what if they keep extending this? They could. They love to. They make look at the schedule. Like, the first round's like almost 3 weeks.
Oh, it drags. Oh, yeah,
yeah. All the off days. All travel.
Do you think this spread is right? Kings 1.5-point favorites? Should it be more with no Zion?
I mean, it makes me want to bet New Orleans.
Oh.
Really?
Right?
Just like the whole narrative, they got to step up.
And I understand what you're saying, but that, like, why is it so tight? New Orleans took care of them in the regular season, for whatever that's worth. But there are also some games in that series where Zion wasn't, you know, just completely taking over the game. It was more Ingram. Right. It was more McCollum. So maybe we could see some of that. But, yeah, I understand what you're getting at. Before we knew about Zion, was it one or one and a half the other way?
Yeah, I want to say it was. Yeah, before that was locked in. I've got to see McCollum and Ingram show up before I start to believe in New Orleans. I'm not saying they couldn't tonight, and they could tonight, and they could upset Sacramento at home without Zion. And then, yeah, you're right, Joe. That series dynamic against OKC becomes very, very interesting if it's, oh, we lost both in Oklahoma City, but we're coming home, and look who's back, and Zion walks out on the floor, and you know, everything changes maybe. But I'm not betting on any of that.
The other concern is once Zion was injured and left that game, the Pelicans just seemed deflated. And now that some time has passed, will they get up and do the whole, hey, we gotta, you know, rally together and get this win now that Zion's out? Or is it just like, oh man, we're in trouble here, and mentally they're not there.
I think it's fascinating how that half of the bracket lays out, because yeah, no matter what team it is going against OKC, there's been questions about their lack of experience in the postseason. Could we get an 8-1 surprise? Possibly, probably not, but possibly. And are we going to be looking at the 4-5 winner, the Clippers Mavs winner, to take down the winner of that 1-8? It's really interesting. Yeah. Could the Pelicans, if they shock people and take down the one, what if Zion is then back at that point with the hammy? And whether it's the Clippers or the Mavs, would they have a chance there? I mean, there's so many fun ways this thing can go.
I think for New Orleans, it's got to be Zion's back and he's healthy enough to look like the guy that he was down the stretch and for the first 3.5 quarters against the Lakers the other night. Plus, Ingram has to wake up and McCollum has to be there as well. Like, all three have to be there to get past the Clippers or the Mavs if they were to get that point. But yeah, that you're right. That side of the Western bracket is as wide open as really any other 4-team, 5-team quarter of the NBA playoff bracket, with things getting started tomorrow afternoon, which brings us to certain series prop bets that we like. Player angles, stat leaders, Joe. Harrison Sanford had some insight on a couple of these earlier when we talked to him. There are some interesting numbers out there. There was one that we were talking about during a commercial break like 20 minutes ago that we all liked, and then we realized we all liked it, and we went, oh no, we all like it. Max Strus, +750 to lead the Cleveland-Orlando series in made threes. But I thought it was a good point by Harrison earlier when he talked about the poor spacing on the offensive side of the floor with Cleveland. Donovan Mitchell hasn't been 100% since I can't remember when, and maybe that's how Cleveland finds open shots against Orlando. It's Strus from beyond the arc, +750. It's a nice number.
It is a really good number. And if you look at the options for most made threes, that's a prop that I love looking at for series betting. The top three guys are all Cavs for good reason. Mitchell, Garland, and Strus. And yeah, shop around because you're going to see different prices. Some places you'll see +600 for Strus. Other places you'll see +750. But yeah, in this series, of all the players, he takes the second most threes, only behind Mitchell, and he hits him at a decent rate. So yeah, I mean, that's what he's always on the court for. Strus, it's a show bet, right? It'll probably go wrong in some way, but the value is there at +750. I think that's a pretty strong play.
Yeah, and I think it was not last year, but the year before, like, we were hearing Max Strus threes a lot. Like, he was really good in the playoffs, and I think that's when I was like, ooh, I saw the number. I'm like, I could see Max Strus, you know, having some good games here, and especially from three-point land, we know he's capable of it.
Since we're looking at those markets right now, Joe, total threes made, any other numbers that jump out at you? Like Clippers Maverick series, it's Luka, a clear favorite at like $3 -295. Nuggets Lakers, it's Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. is right there. There's nothing that jumps out to me there, but anything that you like in those markets?
Yeah, there is a few things actually that jumped out to me. I didn't see Milwaukee, Indiana listed everywhere, so keep that in mind. We were talking about DiVincenzo earlier. Yes, I like him, but I don't like him at this price. He's -175. They're the most threes in a series where you have a number of guys. Price-wise, the one that I do like is Maxey. Maxey's +440, and he averaged over 8 three-point attempts per game. And you know he's going to be on the court. So I think that's a pretty good look. Clippers-Mavs, Paul George attempts the most threes for the Clippers. About 8 a game, and he's 4-1. That's a pretty good look. I know you're going to be in competition with Luka. That's going to be tough to beat him, but because of the price, that's 4-1 with a guy shooting 41% on his threes. I would take a look at Paul George. If you want a long shot, Hardaway's 40-1. Let's see. Edwards takes the most threes for Minnesota.
Yeah.
6.7 per game. It's a good price at 5-1. That's something that I would take a look at. So that's kind of the range of the guys that really jumped out to me. All right, I never know where you sit on the Lakers. Like sometimes you're giving them some support like you were today. The other day you wanted to just kill them on everything. I never know what to do with you. There's a few guys in Lakers Nuggets that are ridiculously short. There's like three guys that are sitting there at 2-1. I would never bet any of them. I wouldn't bet anyone for this prop at that price. And then there's LeBron. LeBron takes over 5 a game. Can he end up with the most threes? It's 16-1.
Because I see a 17.
17.
Yeah.
Could he take a bunch of threes?
Mm-hmm.
He could.
On his own team,
are you asking him to make more than anybody else?
But look, yeah. Like Porter, Murray, Russell, they're all 2-1. I'm not betting any of those. But right. LeBron is up there, takes the second most on the team, fourth most in the series, just because of the price, I'd consider it.
Okay. I'm all over the place on the Lakers, Joe, because I want to like the Lakers, but they make me hate them.
Why do you want to
like
them?
Because they're the Lakers. It's one of the teams from my youth. Like, look, when you grow up in a non-NBA city like I have, you root for the storylines, right? Like back in the day, you had Lakers Celtics and it became Lakers Pistons for a hot minute. Then obviously the Bulls come around and everybody's a Bulls fan. Like that's just the way it went. So growing up, I always wanted and then obviously the Shaq Kobe Lakers. Like I always want the Lakers to be good. I think it's better for the NBA when the Lakers are good. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I don't know. It's not anything personal against LeBron. Like, I think LeBron at his peak, like I said before, I rooted for LeBron at his peak. Cleveland LeBron. I rooted for that story. LA
Which
LeBron?
Cleveland? Which Cleveland story? The early one or
Cleveland
the
one.
Second one?
Cleveland 1.0. Cleveland 1.0. Oh, it was very easy to root for then.
Yeah, I never rooted for LeBron when he was in Cleveland. Never.
But, like, LeBron and the Lakers, I don't root for them. They just, that's it. That's what describes it.
Doesn't matter what you root for. It's going to be a short stay here. So
true. That's absolutely right. There's rebound leader markets, assist leader markets. I don't know if we like scoring leaders for any series as well, Joe.
Here's a different angle that I was taking a look at. So we're talking about injuries being a big story and what you can do at all these sports books. And I'm talking long shot bets is I made the argument. What if Embiid improves as the season chugs along, like a couple weeks later, 10 games into it, maybe he's getting his legs, getting his stamina. And then maybe the Sixers are winning more games. Like you can come up with long shot stuff where you would say, okay, Knicks get out 2-0, Sixers steal one or two, where you could say who's going to win each game. Only reason I bring it up is maybe there's an angle there, a team that struggles on the road or maybe a team is going to get healthier later. Maybe the Bucks win series late, win games later in the series because maybe Giannis is out there, or maybe he never makes a return. So that's something I was taking a look at with all these injuries that we're dealing with. Hawk, any other early looks?
Yeah. James Harden plus 195 for assist leader. I think there's value on him looking what he did in the regular season.
Good call. I like that as well. We'll mix in some NBA game one angles with some NFL draft questions, some MLB weekend bets as well in our 2-minute drill next right here on BetQL Daily. Lightning bets before we wrap up here in 20 minutes on BetQL Daily. Presented by BetMGM, alongside Joe Ostrowski and Aaron Hawksworth. I'm Chris Mack. Hopefully you are listening live coast to coast on the BetQL network, or even better, inside your Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download it today. Then you can get us as a podcast. Anything you may have missed on demand later on down the road, including the conversation we had about the Stanley Cup playoffs with Michael Leboff earlier from the Action Network, Harrison Sanford's looks at the first round of the NBA playoffs as well. NFL draft, we will be big on next week. You can bet it. And we are all over it, including a visit from our guy, Scott Smith, on Monday. Sorry, as we are now just 6 days away from the NFL draft. Obviously, MLB every single day as well. You want to be prepared for all of it going on at the same time on a big week next week. Download your Odyssey app or just hang out and watch the show with us on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL, or on YouTube, search Odyssey Sports. We got a little bit of all of it in the 2-minute drill, Paul. What are you going to start us with?
Well, let's start with the theme of the day, NBA playoffs, and a lot of information in this show, so definitely go back and check out the different segments going through each conference and some playoff props. But let's start in conclusion. Your favorite game one side or total bet? You can do multiple if you like. Joe, let's start with you.
Game one, favorite side. We know he's not going to be out there for at least this one. Pacers, -1. I'll fade Giannis. I don't care. They're going to be on the road. So that's one that I'm taking a look at. Are we limited to one, or can we give a couple?
No. There's no rules, Joe.
All right, some totals. I'm looking at some unders in a few of the other series, including Orlando-Cleveland, under 207 in the hook, and also Phoenix-Minnesota, 214.5.
And Joe has turned this into lightning bets, so as we go.
Look at lightning bets, I'm going to give out my series bets. I don't want to do 30 bets in lightning bets, so I'm knocking some of these out now.
Love it. 15-15. I'm with Joe. This is the only game I actually feel great about. Pacers -1.5. Goodbye, Bucks. Can't do it with that one. And then I'm going to back my Kings -1.5 as well. I think the Zion injury is going to be too much. And the Kings are rolling right now. So I say that continues for them.
The one I really like is the first game of the day tomorrow. I don't know how many people are aggressively on the Orlando Magic, but here we are. They're getting 4.5 in game one tomorrow against Cleveland. I like that. I like the over on Banchero, 22.5, and I like the under on Evan Mobley, 14.5. He hasn't hit that number in a few weeks. So I think Orlando jumps out to an early series lead.
All right. Game one prop bets, if there's any others you'd like to mention, but some favorite game one prop angles, Joe.
I'm going to keep it to one, because even if you ask and you're told you can do more than one, then you do more than one, you get criticized. So I'm going to keep it to one.
So sensitive.
Embiid, let's go.
Midwest.
The number, we're getting value on it now. And it's a much softer matchup than we saw the other day. Over 29.5 points.
You're going over? Okay.
Over. Yeah.
What'd you say, creaking up and down the floor, Chris? Anyway, Aaron.
Something Walker. Like that, yeah. He's got the whole thing. He's got
I've got
damn
the
near
whole
dead.
Narrative built.
He's like RIP at this moment. Is he alive? I don't think so.
Weekend at Bernie's.
All right. I'm a little torn. You know, I'm going to back to the Kings and the Sabonis. Well, do I do Sabonis triple-double plus 125 or just a Sabonis double-double and a Kings win at minus 104? Maybe I do that. That seems like... I'll just do that one. I'll do the combo. Sabonis double-double, because when does he not get a double-double? And the Kings win, minus 104.
All right. I mentioned Banchero over 22.5 and Mobley under 14.5. I'll stand by those. We're going to do series props. All right. We're going to do series props next. So I'll hold my water. I got an idea on one.
Hold my water.
Oh, wait, was that your answer? Oh, okay.
That's my answer. I'm too busy coming up with insults for Joel Embiid.
What did he say anyways? I don't even know.
I don't know. Yeah, prop bets were in the side or total section. He gave a non-answer answer.
I'm all over the place.
What's going on? I'm confused.
I'm listening. Something about water and leaking.
Yeah. I'm looking at his bad NHL bracket.
Like, you leaking after your Toronto winning a series. Al, what's going on?
That never happened in life. Come on. All right. NBA, I don't even know. That could have happened, but who knows? I'm not a hockey guy. I'm just going to cheat off Chris's picks. NBA series or playoff long prop bet, Joe?
Three's made. I think, I don't remember, was this on air or off air? We came up with a show bet, which now Struce? We're concerned about. We all like Struce, yeah. Plus 750. Most made threes in that one. Like I mentioned before, I mentioned Maxey's a good number. Edwards is a good number as well. Those are in that 4 to 5 range for both.
Oh, I love mine. It might come as a surprise to you. My series prop bet. Anthony Davis to score 25 plus in every game, 19-1. Yeah, because they might even only have to play 4 or 5 games in that series. Okay. And he averages 25 points per game. So 1 month, he averaged 28.5. He could definitely do this. I love it. I think there's great value here. Only issue is, will he leave the court with an injury? I'll take my chances at 19-1.
Also in a wheelchair, according to Chris Mack, for the series. We're going to be watching wheelchair basketball this weekend.
Probably on a stretcher. Incapacitated. Yeah, it's entirely likely. Just wait, Joe. Just wait. So here's one. This is more of a price more than anything else. Series leader, total threes made in Clippers Mavericks. Doncic, the heavy favorite, understandably so. Paul George and Kyrie both at 4-1. But there's a non-zero chance that James Harden goes off a couple times in this series. 15-1. He'll do some chucking and ducking at some point, and he may make some. So Harden 15-1. I like the number more than anything else for made threes in Clippers Mavs series.
All right, we move to the NFL as the daily, hourly, minute, every truck rolls past like every minute. It's like 18 wheeler just shakes my house.
Okay,
you guys didn't hear that? All right. Yeah. We move to the NFL draft. Less than 1 week away. Yes, that's accurate. Any bets you are adding today, Joe? As many as you want.
We'll save that for next
week. Settle in, kids. We could be here a while.
The number is so gone on McCarthy top five. Everybody has him going top five now. That's the other interesting part of this. In addition to what the hell is going to happen to number two is McCarthy's going 4 or 5. That's where everybody's at right now. At a decent price, since we're getting more on the pick number over unders, I'll go Dallas Turner over 9.5. If he doesn't go 8, I could see him falling. If he doesn't go 8, that probably means that Dunze is there for the Bears at 9, and they would take him, and then we could see a Turner falls. I just need him to get to 10 for this bet to hit, though.
What's the juice on that?
I saw minus 125. Today.
Okay. Yeah, because it is. Yeah, it's 8 or nothing. It really feels that way. Anyway, Aaron.
We talked about it this week McCarthy number 5 overall at plus 450. I like that.
Exact position, number 5.
Team doesn't matter, just at number 5, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is weird that we're all looking McCarthy because you mentioned the way it's moving, Joe, on the under. It's plus money on the over, obviously. I think he slides. I think it's all been a giant smokescreen.
And six
nobody
or later.
Can bring, yes, and nobody can actually bring themselves to do what's necessary to move up for a quarterback of J.J. McCarthy's caliber. I'm not saying he doesn't go like 11 or 12 or maybe even something crazy happens where somebody trades into 9 or 10.
Sure.
But he's not going top 5. He's not. So give me plus money on J.J. McCarthy outside the top 5.
I wish there were. Yeah, that's pretty like good. Now. It's a big move. Big move. There's still people mocking him 11, 12. So I can see that.
All right, we can bring in one Jay Kassan, who's licking his wounds after getting destroyed on the kickball field. But any favorite MLB weekend bets? We can go around the horn, Joe.
Okay, destroyed is a little bit of an over-exaggeration, please.
What happened?
Thank you.
Did you just walk off the field? You look like you just walked off the field.
Where is he?
Hold on. Okay, rude. Again, why am I taking shots here?
Paul's taking shots like everybody. Have you not noticed
this
today?
Hal McCray moment. Can you just start throwing stuff off the desk, yelling at us, swearing?
All the stress of yesterday and everything that went wrong, Paul has carried it over to Friday, and one by one, he's just attacking everyone. What the hell?
I'm not Darren alone.
Let's turn it around.
Yeah, and also, from the guy that wears a backwards hat on this show like every day, sorry.
It's like once a week. Now that the hair's on point, like I don't have to do it as much when it was kind of out of control. Oh,
the hawk gassing you up is going your head a little bit here.
Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. Need more of that. Is that related to taking shots at her? Maybe. What?
What
last night?
What happened?
Listen, you know, as captain, I'm just going to take full responsibility. I didn't have my team ready to play. It was bad. I could blame the weather, could blame the early start time, but just didn't have my team ready. It's my fault. No, it's my fault. Didn't have the team ready to play. We're considering some shakeups for next week, considering some lineup changes, some defensive changes. See what happens. It's morale is low. Got to sit with it for a whole week.
Who dropped the kick?
Who was bad? Yeah.
So it's not bad. It's just we have a couple of people. I'm not saying Isaac Trotter maybe has a little bit of an ego issue on the left side of the infield.
Wow.
But it's a little bit of some butting heads with some very two people who may or may not, one of them be one Isaac Trotter. Just a lot of people who want to be in charge who we need to delegate. And so our shortstop might be getting moved to the outfield. So, no.
Jeez.
Like the entire game?
Wow.
Or, see, like I do a lot of rotations, try to keep the peace a little bit. But, like the entire game?
Well, so here's the thing. Because right, I can't, I legitimately cannot move Trotter off third base because he's like platinum glove defender there. Like he's way too good. Can't move him. So our shortstop also is like, he's a very athletic guy, but he isn't great with the rules. So I may be moving someone who has better baseball instinct into the infield from the outfield.
What did he do wrong?
Oh, is he like is he a meathead football guy? Something like that?
No, he just he's just not a baseball guy. Like he's just not a baseball guy. So he just doesn't like have great situational awareness. No hockey.
Give me an example.
But anyway.
Oh, hockey.
What did he do?
So his brain's been scrambled awesome.
What did he do where he wasn't thinking? Like, what's wrong with you? Don't you have any kickball sense?
A couple times tried to take the extra base when it very much was not there. Made a throw to home, which just should have held on to the ball. Just stuff like that where we have somebody who is in the outfield, and I do like him there, but I like his baseball instincts a little bit better because he plays like in an independent, like kind of men's league too. So he's going to make some changes. You know, it's just a lot of shakeups coming this week.
What one loss? Are you guys changing everything? Are you the roller?
Not everything. We're changing like two things.
What position do you
very
play?
Very panicky.
Roller?
I'm at first base.
Ball? Okay. Look. Oh, all men in
you
the
hide intro. Yourself at first base?
Man. Wow. It's also not all men in the infield. Our pitcher and catcher are both women, and our second baseman's a girl, woman, too. So I don't know why I said girl, woman. That was weird. But anyway. Because saying woman sounds too formal for kickball, but saying girl is also like feels weird.
Girl, woman.
Girl, woman, you know, like you read about.
It's a new thing.
You can slide. You don't have to. That was the thing too. We had
you guys slide.
What happened? What was the question?
I'm out on your team if you guys slide. Do you guys slide?
You don't have to. Why? We have people that do sometimes. Sometimes people like to give up the body for the play.
Some tryhards out there. Definitely some tryhards.
Yeah. Listen, we're going to be better. That's all. It's, you know, one loss, had to be humbled, get our heads on straight. We got four more games of the regular season. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Taking a 2-minute drill look at the MLB weekend. When we come back, Lightning Bets here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. It is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, live coast to coast on the BetQL network. I think we've talked through Skipper Hassan's kickball issues during the break. If we didn't attack it enough during the last segment, that he should have everything worked out by the end of the day. Hopefully you got a lot worked out for your weekend as well, whether it's NBA bets, early look at the Stanley Cup playoffs from Michael Leboff. You can always rewind inside your Odyssey app or just download us as a podcast. Get everything on demand later by searching for BetQL Daily and subscribing or following wherever you get your podcasts. Time to wrap up the week with some Lightning bets. And Joe's got some to get us started. NBA playoff wise, what do you got?
Yeah, as far as tonight, I've talked myself into Pelicans. So I'll just take them on the money line. Pelicans win. Ingram goes over 19.5 points. That's my favorite prop from tonight. Obviously, the two are correlated. That they're going to need that from him at the very least if they're going to win that game. As far as NBA series bets, I like the Pacers. I don't mind it if you want to lay a game and a half, if you want to do a correct score, even in a shorter series. But it's a coin flip now. It's the worst number that we've had all week. A lot of the plus money gone, but I do like the Pacers to win that series. Suns feel better and better about it. I'll lay a game and a half. I will lay 2.5 games if you want to get the plus 370 on the Suns. Love that. I think Knicks Sixers. Now, you know what? I'll go Dallas Clippers going the distance at plus 230. That one going 7 games and one baseball bet. It's a can't-lose situation because if it's a loser, I can talk crap to Jake. And if it's a winner, I win a bet. Arizona plus money against Blake Snell tonight. I think you got to take it.
There we go. There we go.
Man, I have so many bets. This is, yeah, this has gotten out of control.
Uh-oh.
I don't even know where to start. How does it lose? We're in the playoffs here. I'll start with James Harden to be the series leader in assists, plus 195. That's been, you know, a big part of his role. He dominated with that in the regular season, so I say that continues. I like Joe's look. I'm just going to do a little sprinkle on LeBron, 17-1, total made threes. That one is, that's a fun one. And then, we've got Anthony Davis to score 25 plus points in every game of the series, 19-1. Sabonis, double-double, Sacramento to win, minus 104. And let's see, I gave those out yesterday. Javonte Green, that's the one. With the Caruso injury, someone's going to have to step up. Javonte Green over 9.5 points as well.
All right. Some of these are repeats from earlier in the week, but I just want to make sure they're out there. I mentioned Knicks over the Sixers in the series, on the series spread, minus 1.5. It was 220 earlier in the week. It's down to 210. I'm not the only one on it, maybe. Magic over the Cavs, plus 155 in that series, including game one tomorrow. Magic plus 4.5. Banchero over 22.5. Evan Mobley under 14.5. Yeah, you want to bet Magic Cavs. Who isn't lining up for that one around the corner? I got them here for you. The two series that Joe has going shorter, I have going longer. Both Milwaukee, Indy, and Phoenix, Minnesota to go seven games. They're each plus 225. I like both of those. I like the Lakers in game one against the Nuggets, not for the series. Well, at the spread anyway, 7.5 in game one. At the very least, I think it's closer than that. I think that's too much in a game one. And then a couple baseball bets. Orioles, Royals to go over 9 today with Kramer and Marsh both starting for those teams. Two teams that are mashing the ball. Marlins at Wrigley. I mentioned this yesterday. Puck against Tyone. Wind out at Wrigley today as well. First five over 5.5 is even money. And wind blowing out at PNC Park, not to the same extent at Wrigley, but wind blowing out at PNC Park tonight. Give me a Casas homer against Quinn Priester making his season debut. Casas 5-1 to homer for the Red Sox in the first five over 4.5 as well. Quinn Priester gave up 12 homers in 50 innings last year at the major league level. Take a Red Sox to hit a home run tonight. It's going to happen. Couple quick NHL futures bets for you. I like Vancouver to win the cup. Yes, I tweeted out the bracket earlier. Not just because of my guy, Rick Tocchet. So maybe this is a bit of a heart bet as much as a head bet. They're 15-1 to win the cup. Thatcher Demko is back. They were the best team in the league after right around the holidays. I think they find that form again. 15-1 to win the cup. Rangers to win the East at plus 375. They've got the goaltending. Maybe if you want to, a little sprinkle on them at 8-1 to win the cup. So you cover both sides, assuming the Rangers and Canucks both get back to the Stanley Cup final 30 years after they met there previously. And Mark Messier won a cup for the New York Rangers in 1994. So there you go. Some baseball, some hockey, some hoops, some Lightning bets. Paul?
I told Chris this just to like let you know how these bets are going to go before, you know, I even give them out, just so you're aware. So Chris said to me last night for the poker tournament, he's like, I hope you get pocket aces. I told him before the show, got them once and it was a miss deal. And so they had to take all the cards back.
Oh, man.
Kid brutal. Can't catch a break. It was fun. It was fun. I would do it again next year. I made a little bit of a run. Like, I had a decent stack. Like, as we were getting down, I don't know, probably 20, 30 people. The top seat was the winner going to the World Series of Poker. So, spoiler, that did not happen. Last hand, ace 9 versus ace 8. 8 spikes on the flop. Never caught up. RIP me. It was only like, I was only like 70% to win that hand. No big deal. Anyway, no big deal, baseball bets. Dodgers, as Bernstein said to me, I'm like telling him after. He goes, every bum's got a story, and I was like, you know what? Give me another beer.
It sounded like it went right along with the rest of your Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Yesterday.
So, it was very on brand. Yeah. Oh, all right. Very chalky, and I don't care. Yeah. Dodgers minus 1.5 against the Mets, run line, so at even money. Phillies were fading the White Sox. I know Crochet is kind of okay, but I think that lineup can mess with them a little bit. So I'll do the Phillies run line at minus 1.5, plus 125. Marcus Semien has great history against Chris Sale, who, by the way, sneakily off our list of losers. He's actually not been bad, but let's see how long that lasts. But Semien over 1.5 total bases at minus 105. And Matt Olson on the other side of that game, pretty good history against Andrew Heaney. So over 1.5 total bases at plus 130.
Mr. Slippy Flippy.
Hello. I mean, Joe... The thing is, the Diamondbacks don't have to win for me to be right. They don't have to win. The team total's 3.5. That's outrageously low for a team that's literally second in the league in OPS against left-handed pitching and fourth in weighted runs created plus. Oh, and by the way, Blake Snell's on the mound. And oh, by the way, he's bad. Because, by the way, remember, I'm never early. I'm never wrong. I'm just early. Okay. My brain is still fried from yesterday. Okay.
Okay.
I was right.
Do you have any bets, or do you want to plug?
No,
the show?
It's Arizona.
Where do you want to go with
it? It's Arizona over 3.5 team total. It always was. The rest of the card, of course, will be on Bet Slips and Bet Flips at 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to go a couple home run props against Jameson Taillon because that guy gives up so many home runs in just about every single start. Anyway.
Yeah.
You guys going to talk good about call. The Bruins? Or no?
Yes, no, Red probably Sox just Red Sox flip. For the full 30. The
yeah. Red Sox MVP bets. Yeah.
That
Stan Raffaella plus that 850 flips. To Homer. Fly ball machine today. There's another one I'll spray at the board against Quinn Priester tonight. Just bet all the Red Sox to hit all the home runs.
Chris, how mad were you when the reports yesterday were, yep, Paul Skeens just confirming not coming up on Friday for no reason.
After he strikes out 37 more guys. In four yeah. innings or whatever.
Dude, I think the Dune thing is so real.
I don't think everybody
I think
saw
it's
it.
So real.
Say what we're talking
yeah,
about.
Okay. It,
so there's
the
a conspiracy
angle?
Out there, and we famously are a big conspiracy show. There's a conspiracy out there that the Pirates are waiting to call up Paul Skeens until his girlfriend, Livy Dune, who you may have heard of, if you haven't, like Mario, just do a Google search. You'll find her real fast. But anyway, there's a conspiracy that the Pirates are waiting until her gymnastics season is over to call him up so that then she'll be at the stadium making TikToks, Instagrams, everything. I fully believe that that's true. Because if you're the Pirates, what? Like, look what just happened this NFL season. It helps to have, like, a superstar girlfriend who has a lot of influence. Obviously not that so Taylor good. Swift and Livy Dune are comparable. But if you're telling me that the Pittsburgh Pirates don't want this girl who has millions of followers and is super popular, probably more popular, like, to people on the street than Paul Skeens, to be making TikToks and Instagrams at PNC Park? Yeah, I fully believe that.
I mean, like, in theory, I get it, but it's also, like, I don't get it. Like, Chris, what's that flight from Baton Rouge to Pittsburgh like? They do a couple of those a day? Like, what are we, like, who, yeah. who is she drawing into the stadium? Everyone's going to well, become a yeah, Pirates fan?
Buddy, what? Buddy. Every single dude ages like 16 to 33 are going to be there. Like, yeah, I'll be there. I full disclosure, me and Mario will get in the car. We'll be there.
Wait, did you
all
say
right,
Mario
call me when you get here?
Was?
There's some.
Yeah,
great
Mario texted me yesterday. He goes, who's Livy Dune? I go, just hit a quick Google
it's
search.
Done. It's not Dune. It's done. It's not the
yeah,
movie.
It is done.
Oh,
it's not Olivia Dunn. And the I average age of a Pittsburgh Pirates fan is 76. Nobody knows who the hell right. Livy Dunn
but that,
is.
But exactly. The so the Pirates should lean into this because every college and high school age kid will be in PNC Park. You'll sell out, honestly. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Just because
you're
gonna
Livy sell
Dunn
out?
Leads you
in well, okay,
Mario
I might be
PNC
being hyperbolic,
Park,
but...
Like the Pied Piper of social media anyway.
I mean, there that's were people flying to her gymnastics meets. Out. Like, they had to get security for her gymnastics meets.
That's we'll weird. Be back Monday at 9 a.m. Plenty of draft to talk all next week as the playoffs get ramped up in the NBA and NHL. It's BetQL Daily.